Do you ever feel that there is more to life than what you're experiencing, but don't know how to get there?
At the heart of each of us is a desire to find meaning and purpose. However, many of us don't know where to begin.
Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Chua.
And I'm Pete Cofarcio. This show will teach you to be confident in your identity and embrace powerful mindsets so that you can fulfill your destiny and life purpose.
We're excited to take you on a journey to transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Welcome to the Transform Your Life podcast with Steve and Pete. I'm Coach Pete.
And I am Coach Steve, and it's a really, really warm time here in California, but I have a funny feeling, Pete, it's freezing where you are.
It is not only freezing, it is snowing, and I like it because I'm a Northeast guy. I was raised in the Northeast, shoveling snow since I was 4 years old. No, that's exaggeration, right? But we did not have school canceled. If you got a foot of snow, you'd forget about it. You're just wake up a little earlier and shovel yourself out.
My daughter in Nashville right now at Belmont University, they basically have freezing rain, so they're snowed in. And so she's having to do all her classes online today. So that's kind of funny.
Well, we know how to handle the snow up in the Northeast. And we got the plowing equipment and the salt and all that stuff.
Well, as long as the snow is all plowed by the time the end of March comes, because my daughter is going to do her honeymoon in New York City. Isn't that going to be fun?
Whoa. In end of March?
Yeah, we're just doing all prep for the wedding right now. She is getting married to a wonderful guy called Omar. So shout out to you, Omar. Hey, and Omar. I've just been helping them work through some of their arrangements for their honeymoon in New York City. So you must have made an impact on my daughter last year.
Yeah, when she visited. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So what's the transformation tip this week, Pete?
Well, Steve, it's a quote that ties in with today's theme. I've heard this before. Blessed are the flexible, for they will not get bent out of shape.
I often say, blessed are the flexible, for they will be flexed.
Yeah, you don't get bent out of shape. So,
yeah, I think this is really great because we're really going to talk about something called adaptability today. We are kicking off a new series on strengths. And particularly in the coming weeks, we're going to look at relationship building strengths. And this comes out of what we call the Clifton Strengths Assessment, of which Pete is a certified in that. And if you guys, if you want to get Pete to take you through this, just sign up for him, okay? But we want to really help you gain self-awareness on how you're wired, and particularly to discover the gifts and strengths and talents that you have inside so that you can make the best impact. But also at the same time, as we talked in the last episode, your greatest strengths can be your greatest weaknesses. So we want to help you see your blind spots. And then also how you can develop, if you like, exercise the muscles of your strengths so that you can transform the world around you. Because that's what we're about, right, Pete?
Absolutely. As we go through this, you might resonate with it. If not, we still want you to pay attention because you can look for these qualities in other people around you and realize the strengths that they can bring to you.
Yeah. Before we get started, it's just a reminder to those listening, you know, we love the Clifton Strengths Assessment. At the same time, as we do these podcasts in these coming weeks, whether you do the assessment or not, you're going to be enriched by what we're going to be sharing as we coach you through how to develop your strengths. So this week, we want to look specifically in this relationship building strength. It's something called adaptability. So, Pete, as we're talking about adaptability, just kind of flesh that out for us a little bit. Can you do that?
Okay. So the Gallup dictionary definition of that is they'll say people exceptionally talented in the adaptability theme prefer to go with the flow. Tend to be now people who take things as they come and they discover the future one day at a time. What that might look like is people with adaptability, they keep relationships. This is the key. They keep relationships more important. Okay. Even when circumstances are difficult or stressful, this is the key to understanding this talent is relationship is more important than the details. And because of that, they can like overlook things that might get other people upset and it can help bring peace to other people. And they anticipate interruptions and detours, and they just can stay flexible, right? And and they can stay productive too when change occurs. In fact, in some cases, they actually like change.
So really what you're saying is that because we're talking this is a relational strength, it's like they're very aware of the people dynamics that are going on. And they're kind of often the kind of glue,
Steve, the metaphor I like to use is like the oil in the machine.
Okay.
Like when friction's happening, they're like, eh, no biggie. You know, maybe if you picture, maybe in a movie or something like a stoner or somebody like, hey, no biggie. Hey, I'm cool. You know, everything's good. It'll all work out. Don't worry about it. Because they just want to, they can just stay calm and adaptable.
So basically they're the don't panic type people.
Exactly.
Everything's going to work itself out. Everything's being cool. You know, what would that look like? If we're going to try and identify somebody who has this adaptability, how can we see that on a day-to-day level?
So I think some of the things we just said, right? And then also, I have a good friend of mine who's high in this, and his name's Gary. And they're like, hey, Gary, where do you want to go for lunch? Hey, I don't care, wherever you want to go, right? And that used to drive me crazy. Like, will you please have an opinion? Until I understood adaptability. And it's like, no, he really doesn't care. What's more important is I just want to go have lunch with you. I just want to spend time with you.
That's a good point, because I often will find myself, because I'm a coordinator, I like to create events and things like that. And I will say to people, because I want them to have the best experience, where would you like to go? Here's the options. And they'll say, oh, you choose. And I'm like, okay. But it's frustrating at times, because I get that now you can get friction because their strength may be a blind spot to me or to the situation. Yeah. Is that right?
My wife has this as a signature strength. We say signature is probably somewhere in your top 10. I've just had to learn over time. She literally, I'm a very opinionated person, and we'll talk about that later in a different strength. And she's just not about some things. Some things she is, but just doesn't matter. And I'll tell you, I've learned over time to really value that and lean into it. But there were times when we were younger that it just used to really bug me.
So somebody whose strength is adaptability, where do we see it thrive the most? Where does it get the greatest impact?
Yeah. So Steve, that's a good question. And each week we're going to talk about this, like when, where, and what needs to be in place for this to really show up. The one term I use when I coach people is the intrinsic needs. So it's going to show up in a flexible environment for this talent to show up. It's like, if it's rigid, everything's prescripted, you're not even going to see it. Mm-hmm. Other than that person might like start to get, you know, not enjoy it.
If you are trying to keep to a rigid plan, adaptable people find that a little bit controlling,
if you have somebody on your team you're trying to manage, yeah, they might not do well with that. They do really well being responsive in the moment. And again, relationships above plans. I just had this happen too in another family situation. And I'm like, gotta do this, get over to the airport, whatever. And this relative of mine was just taking her time and things, because she was engaging, she was super focused on just being together in the relationship. That leads to one of the blind spots. So people really high in this, they're so willing to live in the moment that they can change priorities a lot, but frequent changes, you know, just to adapt, can feel endless and sometimes like unnecessary to people who like structure and stability. Like, why are you changing the plan? And they're like, well, because of this. I'm like, no, stick with the plan. The structured person is like, no, stay on course. But the adaptable person wants to flex.
So in other words, the adaptability, that although it's a strength to be able to, in the midst of change, you can flow. But if there's no change, but you want to flow,
that can be
the frustration to other people, because it's also like you feel like you're going down like rabbit holes and going in different directions where people are trying to stay the course, sort of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Steve, another way to think about in general is it's your strength overplayed. Like, okay, I'm using this too much. It doesn't need to be flexed in every situation, right? So it's like a lot of times the best approach to avoiding these blind spots, I metaphorically take your foot off the gas a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, be adaptable, but it's not the answer to every situation.
So what I hear you saying is there's a real importance of self-awareness here, because because if you're not articulating the fact that your strength is adaptability, you may just simply just the way I am, and this is the way I do things. And so in that process, there are certain moments where you shine, right? Because all our strengths will shine at situations. But like you said, these blind spots are, we actually become a source of frustration. That it's interesting, because the very thing relationally that we want to do, which is build relationships, we're actually doing the opposite because we're doing too much of it.
Yeah. So Steve, this is, it's both self-awareness here and others' awareness. How am I affecting the other people around me? How am I coming across?
Yeah. It's what we're talking about when we did that emotional intelligence process,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah. The other blind spot, Steve, on this is because mundane routine work can really drive these people crazy. They will have a tendency, not always, to, you can miss deadlines or run late for appointments. Okay. In fact, I just coached somebody on this last week and it really became a point of friction. Like you said, you were going to do this and you didn't do it. Yeah, well, I got around to it. And because just that adaptability was...
Is that kind of adaptability, I'm just kind of curious here, Pete, can adaptability be just simply because you see what's in front of you, you can be steered off course quite quickly?
There's the ADD-ish aspect, but more often than not, they would get steered off course because they're relating with someone. I said I was going to talk to this person, or this person needed me.
I'm relating it to a very close family member of mine who I'm married to.
who's that?
who's often late to things because she's been texting someone, or she's been she's on the phone to someone, or she's, because I can't get off the phone. I'm talking to someone. I know I'm late, but this is more important. That sort of,
yeah, it's the way they prioritize it. There you go.
I love that. Okay, that's really great. In its raw state, okay, just tell me if I understand this. In this raw state, we're talking about developing your strength, but if it's not developed, or that self-awareness or other awareness isn't there, actually you could sometimes come across looking like you're directionless or indecisive. Would that be right? You know?
Yeah. Wishy-washy. And Steve, you say, lacking self-awareness, or oftentimes when people are younger, before life's knocked them around a little bit, they've learned how to manage it. Yeah. Unfocused, but sometimes even gullible too. The good news is the real power of this strength. And by the way, these are all strengths. We don't want to focus too much on the negative just to help in maturing it. But when it's really matured, it's a great example of flexibility. They can help. Steve, here's the best thing. They can help bring comfort to other people when things are changing. Like I said, oil in the machine. These people are very easy to get along with. They're usually very likable. They have very likable personalities. Go with the flow. And there's times when you do need people over processes. Mm-hmm. Like during COVID, right? Yeah. We found the managers and the supervisors who did the best was the one who checked in on their people on a regular basis. And because people didn't have answers and it was a crisis time, but it's the ones who stayed relational and checked in. They were the ones that everybody really gravitated toward and appreciated.
You're actually reminding me now of when I was back in Canada years ago, where there were three of us on as executive leadership, and we had to navigate through some really, really tricky, hard times. Okay. Sometimes they were financial, sometimes they were relational, sometimes they were visionary, all sorts of different things going on. I had a director who was highly emotive. And so when something went wrong, she would feel very deeply. I became highly practical and trying to work things out. But there was a third guy who just basically, when these things are just, guys, just calm down for a moment. It's going to be okay. We're going to do fine. I trust you because I trust the director because this is what you're good at. And Steve, you know, just calm down a little bit. Don't get into that hyperdrive. Let's just work things through together. And all of a sudden, it was like you could feel this kind of calm come into the situation, and it just kind of regrouped us. Is that this? That would be adaptability.
This is it. And this is like, I've learned, I lean into my wife for this because I can get worked up about details. And I've learned to just say, hey, honey, I'm really getting worked up. Like, help me. And then she'll listen and she'll go, okay, that's not that important. Don't worry about it. And it's like I said before, the oil in the machine. And it's a beautiful thing when it's aimed properly.
Yeah, that's really, really good. How can we take this adaptability, make it practical? What are some maybe ways to develop, manage this strength? What are some of the tips? How can we do that?
Okay. So first of all, realize that this is the benefit you can bring to people is you staying even keeled, helping others avoid stress. That's actually a leadership quality. So look for those opportunities when you can do that. You are most likely, if you're real high in adaptability, you're probably not going to be great with planning. So just find other people who are good with planning.
That's a really good point because I love that because you're self-aware of your weaknesses. And remember, you don't have to do everything yourself. So finding that planner, organizer, that's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. And like, there's no shame in that. Just mm-hmm. knowing, hey, I'm not good at this or I am good at this. Find other people who are good at it and incorporate them.
I like that.
Yeah. You should stay away from roles that demand a lot of structure and repeatability. Okay. Just it's not you and not mm-hmm. going to do well for you to be there.
And frustrate people in the process.
Yes. Yeah. You would do well with roles that tend to allow you to respond well to constantly changing circumstances. I'll give you some examples, like a reporter, a news reporter, bam, bam, bam. Hey, news story, constantly on the move. I'm not saying that has to be your career choice, but in general, those characteristics, you're going to do better there. And short-term assignments. It's just the change and everything is
so you're kind of more like project focused stuff as opposed to long term.
Yeah, could be could
strategy. Be. Okay,
I have a buddy of mine who worked we became friends, but he also worked for me, and he'd do okay in certain roles, but where he did the best for a while in his career, he was an EMT. And bam, bam, bam. He's high in adaptability, but bam, bam, bam. He could just shift. And every time there was something new and you had to deal with it. And I mean, that's a tough job, but he was wired well for that.
For those of you who aren't familiar, what is EMT?
Oh, yeah. So EMT is emergency response people.
That's right. Yeah.
First responders. Yeah. He worked.
Oh, gosh. I can imagine where that would really help. No, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good. So if we're looking at these practical tips, what would be a really good transformation application this week, Pete? What would you want to do?
So I would say in general, if you are high in adaptability, take one of those two blind spots that frequent changes like are messing up people's schedules, or you tend to run late, pick one of those and work on it. Ask the people around you, you know, how you're coming across that way and, you know, see what you can do to help modify that. Okay. That would be one. If you don't have adaptability, your transformation application is find someone who you think does have this and just tell them that you appreciate them. That you appreciate how they can bring calmness and smoothness and not get too flustered over things.
That's so good. You know, in preparation for this series, Pete said, Steve, you need to do Strength Finder. So I did that. And actually adaptability is in kind of my auxiliary mid-range areas. So it's kind of interesting to see where this fits. But talking to you, Pete, it's been really helpful just to illuminate how that works and actually sometimes where I see it occasionally in my life or where I actually apply it sometimes. So that's fantastic. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this. If you're an adaptable person, okay, just simply say, I love this. I'm going with the flow with this. I'm going to do this. Okay. If you're not, that's okay. Just learn how to appreciate people because it will help you how to communicate with them and also how to best fit with them. And like you said, if you say, what would you like for lunch? They say, oh, whatever you want. Then to make the decision. Okay. All right. Take care, everybody. Always bye-bye. Great pleasure working with you, Pete. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Transform Your Life podcast. We'll be releasing a new episode every Monday, so we hope you'll continue to tune in.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show to reach more people around the world.
If you're looking for coaching or more resources, follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or our Instagram page, From the Inside Out.
If you want to connect with me, Pete Cofarcio, go to petecoaching.com.
And if you want to connect with me, Steve Chua, go to stevechuaintl.com.
Remember, we want to help you transform your life
so that you can transform your world. Have an awesome week, everyone.